The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation with Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Bahamas Botanicals, distributed by Bristol, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Calic, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, the Ministry of Tourism, National Workers Cooperative Credit Union, Prince Masters, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
Get up. Get up, put on your street dancing shoes. Get up, put on your bright, happy smile, baby. Get up, come on, let's dance, drink and shout. Go make some again in Nassau Town. Go make some birds again in Nassau Town. When you're in Nassau, this time of year. When you're in Nassau, have no fear. Many smiles that greet you each year.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, 2 days before D-Day, which is 52, celebrating 52 years this year, our independence. I hope you guys are celebrating and being able to do some stuff. I saw some good decorations, persons on the side of the street being able to wear a shirt or something like that. But on some paraphernalia, I think you guys make noise when other people wear their paraphernalia, but it's time for you to be able to do that. I don't see much cars on the street with the little flags and whatnot, including mine. Let's be decent. But it's important that we show our Bahamian pride, this kind of the love that we have for the country. And so I want you guys to be able to go out there and be able to put on some kind of Bahamian paraphernalia to show your affection and your commitment to the Bahamian people, right, to the country. So that's where we are. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company always, as always. Jamming with you on this beautiful Tuesday, July 8th, 2025. We're out here doing all that we're called to do. I got Kai Mills on the line. Kai, I know that I'm coming to you in a minute, so just give me 2 seconds. Let me get through these reads and whatnot and tell you. Guys, the Ministry of Tourism wants you, and Ministry of Tourism, Investment, and Aviation invites you to vote now in the Caribbean Journal's third annual Bahamas Travel Sustainability Awards and Caribbean Journal's official website and ballot link. Support the Bahamas of support the best of the Bahamas before September 2nd. Before September 2nd, you got to be able to do that, guys. Pop up. Pop the top from Calic is back and is bigger than ever. Calic, the bear of the Bahamas, is giving away $200,000 in cash and prizes. Purchase your favorite Calic bear and look under the cap and you can be a winner. Free Calic bear, free merch, or cold hard cash could be yours just for drinking Calic. Calic reminds you to drink responsibly. Oh, and Love on a Two-Way Street, they got to be in the studio with us tomorrow. Love on a Two-Way Street is back for one final encore. Join us Friday, July 11th, 2025, 8 p.m. at St. John's College Auditorium at the Stapleton Gardens for the emotional roller coaster that stole the hearts of audiences across Nassau. The ticket's going to be $50, and box offices are at Doc's Pharmacy and 17 Shop, or give them a call at 802-0602, 802-0602 to reserve yours today. Love on a two-way street, one street, two hearts, a lifetime of choices. And Miss Yang wants you guys to be able to know. She just gave me a call. She said, Howard, I want you to. So I said, okay, no problem, Miss Yang. From Ancient Chinese Secrets, she wants to be able to talk about these things. She's going to be celebrating Freebies Independence Day sale. 3 days only. Benefit with the Slimming Tea. Buy two, get one free. Lion's Mane capsule. Buy two, get one free. Rishi you can be able to buy two, get one free. And the sales date are today, July 8th, tomorrow, July 9th, and Friday, July 11th. Mark it on your calendar. Stock up on these particular things now. The deals have vanished fast. After July 11th, it's going to be gone. So be able to give her a call at 394-1369. 394-1369. Lycopene is a natural cordopane, which is the strongest antioxidant found in the plants in nature, right? The molecules have high activity in bioavailability in the fat-soluble environment. Organic reishi mushroom and reishi mushroom spore powder is the seed released from the mature reishi mushroom, contains rich reishi, and you want to be able to be a part of these particular things. So find out more information. It delays aging, male and for male and female, helps them prevent the cataract and molecular degeneration, and prevents cancer, colon, breast, and prostate cancer. So you want to be able to give her a call at 394-1369, 394-1369. I want to thank you guys, Emma, and thank you so much for being able to send this information for us to kind of read in there for you today. All right, guys. So pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. $250 million for national security projects. Funds will help motorize Royal Bahamas Defense Force fleet. And clarity needed on the state of the Grand Lucayan. This is what the Chamber of Commerce, Grand Bahama Chamber of Commerce, says. Allen urges mental health support for youth who need it. This is Dr. David Allen, who has been with us from the inception of our evolution of who we are and who we know ourselves as 52-year-old Bahamas. So Dr. David Allen is a trusted voice and a trusted person in our society to be able to dissect, identify, and help us to be able to remediate or even alleviate or eradicate some of the issues that we're being able to deal with. So read this story. See exactly what prosecutors drop second murder case against the suspect. Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. Everything's in there. We want you to be able to be up to date, even on your holiday. Hope you guys are being safe out there. Listen, man, this is something that's important to me. We've been having an opportunity to be able to talk about this. I said this is going to be sort of an unorthodox kind of approach to be able to Independence Day, right? I said that to you. And I wanted to be able to have a conversation, not with the stereotypical persons who are going to be able to give me the rhetoric of what was, but sort of the idea of this new emerging Bahamaland. That's what I wanted to do. I really wanted to talk about this sort of an idea of where the Bahamas is headed from here. And I thought about a few persons, and one of the persons that continues to be able to pop in mind, even as I was going through my phone, popped on my phone, and I can be able to see all the stuff that he's doing down there in Abaco, is none other than Kai Mills. Now, he often refers to himself in the third person, but it makes it that much more effective after we get to know his personality, his desire to be able to, as a patron, as a nationalist, as an Abaconian, for the people of Abaco, to be able to bring transparency, to be able to bring access and opportunity, to be able to peer deep into these particular things. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be able to introduce you to the man that is just two steps away from being able to grab the seat in Abaco as an independent, none other than Kai Mills. Kai, good afternoon, my brother. How are you today?
Blessings.
How are things with you, man? Introduce yourself to the persons out there.
Kai Mills, one step away, not two steps.
One step. Sorry, I apologize.
One step away from being the next member of parliament for North Abaco, and I will be the best member of parliament in the next 2 decades. We are poised because we have not had any at all type of representation in over 20 years. We went through a hurricane, we're still going through a storm, and nobody's speaking on what matters to North Abaco. Fortunate for me, I have been involved in the people that would make a difference all their lives as president of the Basketball Association, president of the Softball Association. All these kids now have kids. So they know the man. It's not a myth. The name is Kai Mills. The integrity, perseverance, and most of all, there's nobody in the game that love their community more than Kai Mills do. That is why I'm here. I told a person the other day, it's not about Kai, Avery, because you could do nothing and do better than the ones that we have in the House Assembly today.
That's heavy what you're saying.
That is my view. That is my view. That is my stand. And if you go through Abaco, if you realize what happened there the other day, I don't know if you missed it or did. The young boy, Vijay Ekstrom, gave the Bahamas a black eye. On his first minute of speech, he said, y'all, the FNM and the PLP, you didn't give me, my mother and my brother, power for 7 years. We didn't have power in Abaco for 2 years. You know what it is to go with old power for 7 years, and the government has bust up $58 million in trouble. That boy is a miracle. He is a miracle, that Vijay Ekstrom. He scored 32 points the other day. That boy is an example of a bohemian pride that he had to practice at night because the government busts up $58 million in trouble, but they couldn't give him a dollar worth of power. But the Minister of Sports and all them up there enjoy the moment. But he took that moment to show the weightlessness of the government of the Commonwealth of Bahamas, that this boy has so much talent. And the Minister of Sports, nor the Prime Minister, nobody recognized who he is. We have that such talent in Abaco today. But you know where our talent is going? To Freeport and to Nassau, because in 5 years after we had over 300 dead, they have told you in the Bahamas there are only 55 dead, and they can't even give you the names of 55. We have a flood in Texas today, yesterday, and the day after, they could tell you how many people is dead, or 109 died in Texas. 6 years later, they can't give you five of the names of the people that died in Abaco. Kai has gone. Kai could tell you who died. Kai could tell you where they died, when they died, not when, but where, because you stay close to your town, you stay close to your people. You imagine that 6 years ago, the people of Vacas Bay give monies for over 39 homes to be built on people's property. You have to own a property. You have to lose your house. All they wanted the government to do is identify who, what, when, who these people are, and they were to build the house on these people's property. The government, 6 years later, have not built one. The FNM started 4 years of the PLP. They still have not been completed. People are still living in a trailer, and $58 million in trouble. Again, the five have not been completed yet. If the government would have done one a year, five would have been completed. That is why Kai run, to give the information and to show that we ought to have better in this country.
Let me ask you this question, Kai. I listened to your voice note the other day, and as you was talking about this kind of a suicide rate, and that's what really prompted me to give you a call, because your perspective and your view of how you see things is, in my view, unique to you. But it really sheds light on how we should look at things. Because I listened to you and you start to talk about the suicide rate for the young people and how they don't. And like I said, I chuckled to myself because I didn't think it was anything to do with the Bahamas, but to Earth. And then I said to myself, these children don't know Earth. They only know the Bahamas. And I said, my God, Kai, have a point. And today, you come here and you start to talk about Vijay Ekstrom and how he didn't have power for 7 years. The first thing I thought of, not necessarily the government, because power was on Bimini, but his circumstance, his situation, and how they were surviving. But you said, as he says this to the entire world, it's a black eye to both the FNM and the PLP for not being able to create an environment that talent can thrive. This is a unique perspective, Kai. Talk to me about it.
In Abaco, after the hurricane, everything was destroyed. You ask them, the Minister of Sports, I'm a sportsman, so this is how I'm running my campaign. My campaign is like this. I coach basketball. I played basketball. I'm up by 20 points. I am not going to let the throttle down. My boys will say, Kai, look here. We got 5 seconds on the clock. We're up by 25. I say, the clock's still ticking. You keep working. And that is what the government haven't done in Abaco. There's so many kids here that has the needs. There's not many destruction in Abaco. So the disciplines that are available, shouldn't people know about it? Ask anybody in Abaco, who did the minister pick? Who did the prime minister pick for Minister of Youth and Sports in Abaco? Have you seen him? Have you talked to him? Have you been to the office? I was in Cooperstown Saturday. One stone throw away from the member parliament house. And the stuff that they put there almost 2 years ago to complete, to start to renovate the Cooperstown ball field, it is still sitting in the pitcher's mound. Not a single light is available on the softball. If there is no positive, the negative would eat them up. Sabatina Fine. Have you ever heard that word, that name Sabatina Fine?
Yes, I hear Sabatina.
She was one of the golden girls. Then mm-hmm. we had another boy, Troy McIntosh.
Mm-hmm.
We have a boy, Steve Gardner. Mm-hmm. You know where they go when they come to, when they did come to Abaco, where Steve go and practice? On the street. The track has holes in it to date. The prime minister's already been down twice and broke the ground for track, a proper track in Abaco. The weed has grown up 10 feet and nothing is happening. That is what Kai brings to the table. To give our kids a chance through their own athletic ability to achieve greatness, just like B.G. Edgecombe. And I don't want to be there when they have achieved goodness. I want to be there to help them to be an example of a member of parliament that cares and make the road and cut the road for the future generation. How is it that we have Olympic gold medalists from Abaco? We are three-time prime minister, and there's nothing has been dedicated to the next generation of athletes. We have not one gymnasium in 52 years. Some of the biggest concentration of great athletes are in Abaco.
I agree with you, by
the way. We have to look out for the whether it's going to rain or the boat's going to go in the ice to play basketball. Nothing. The government has completely just had the hurricane 6 years later. But
Kai,
the interesting about it.
Let me ask you this before you go on. I know your advocacy and the way that you've been speaking out for Abaco has been pronounced over the few years. But we saw you emerge more specifically and succinctly after the hurricane. Talk to me about what propelled you to come from Kai Mills, the community leader, the coach, developing kids in these particular perspective, and talking about the wider community of Abaco and what needs to go. What happened? What made you step up in this particular manner?
You just saw me step up. The world just stepped out. I've been stepping out from high school. My first election was association in the high school. That's my first election at the age of 16. A member that's already been member of parliament, he was my general, my campaign general. What makes me do it? If you understand your passion and your God-given talent, I'm a naturalist. Hubert Ingham recognized my talent. Brave recognized my talent. He just said on Hindsight the other day, he stopped the people that were speaking. He said, here comes a man of truth, Kai Mills, spokesman for non-Abaco. I have been doing that all my life because you know how you do it? You have purpose, you have vision, you have passion. I sit down with Hubert Ingham. You know what Hubert Ingham told me the last time I was in his house? He said, you will be the best member of parliament.
But he ain't pulled you into the F&M. He ain't want nothing to do with that.
The reason being is they want little children. They don't want no moms for help because who knows? He said, the reason why you will never get it, Kai, this is what Hubert said, because you don't want to play the game. You're too passionate, you care too much, and you're too close to the people. It's a game that me, Braven Perry, is playing, and you're not prepared to play that game with people's lives. That is why you would say not get it. But this time, that you would get in the way of people that have passion and that's purpose-driven and ready for change. That is why I couldn't get it. The PLP wouldn't give it to me because I got to be a boy. You get elected by the people. But once you get elected by the people, you have to stand in party lines. And party only think about behemoths on election day. Somebody like I that see my people every day. It's why they can't be reelected. If the PLP gets 5 seats, I'm disappointed with the people in the Bahamas because they have not been ashore for their people. Go in their communities, all their members of parliament. Remember the last members of parliament, the FNM, asked you, what have they been doing with their lives in 4 years?
Wow.
Does anybody mind them? Go forward. After the election, see how many people would not have a job, including the members in Mashaba. They can't find a job after the election because they will not be retired and they're not hireable.
Wow.
That can't happen with Kai.
Kai, let me take this quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about talking with none other than Kai Mill, representative.
I got pasta. I'm ready to burn. Make it quick because I'm ready to talk.
Okay, let's go, Kai. Let me take the quick break. I'm going to take the break and we can get right back. Let me pay some bills, Kai. Got to be right back after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Lock, and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
There's a richness to the Bahamas that you have to taste to understand. Depending on which island you're on, the Bahamas can be a dilly-infused rum or a guava liqueur with hints of pineapple. The Bahamas can also be a soothing herbal blend. At Bahamas Botanicals and Islands and Keys, we know the Bahamas is complex and diverse, so we couldn't fit it all in just one bottle. Visit any Bristol Wines and Spirits location and enjoy the taste of the archipelago. From cascarilla to coconut, Bahamas Botanicals, keep close to your roots. Please drink responsibly, 18 and over.
One pair started out upon the seven seas. Pretty soon I wound up in the best Indies. An island girl, she happened to be there on hand to greet me as I landed on the tropical sand. I felt that I would melt into a woman grace. So taken up was I with all of savage grace. But yes, when heaven seems to be so very near, she take me by the arm and whisper in my ear, Gumbe, Gumbe, rockin' do the Gumbe.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9, celebrating independence, being able to give you all those sights and sounds, all those sounds, rather, of the Bahamian culture and what we do. We're really having a conversation also, being able to really rile up our spirits and make us to understand what an advocate, what an activist, what a community person is all about. I love to watch Kai Mills on his... I'm sure he doesn't know who's watching him, but I love to watch him because he gives me honest, in real-time information about North Abaco, especially after the hurricane. He has been able to carry us through and through Abaco to identify immigration issues, to identify the incompetency that exists in these particular areas. And even if he has to be able to highlight individuals, the entire country is actually been able to kind of zoom in on the fact that there needs to be more focus on North Abaco. And Kai, I want to be able to talk to you about this because there has been a member of parliament in North Abaco that for all intents and purposes has not necessarily been as active as he could have been given the fact that he was dealing with some issues in court. What kind of representation did you have over the past few years, 4 years, in Abaco from the current member of parliament?
I was in Cooperstown. I was in Cooperstown, so I'd be asking him to stop fooling around and support me as a member of parliament for the next election, but he docked me. The other day I was there. I saw him there. We have an invisible member of parliament, so invisible that the people say that they have been going through the back door to the health facility in Cooperstown for the past 8 months. That shows you that I don't know what he's doing. I passed by him campaigning on Saturday. I saw the government car park in the yard. I called the yellow team, Kirk, I need you to come and walk around with me to tell people that Kai shall be, whether you like it or not, the next member of parliament for North Abaco. Then we had the other member that just been ratified by the FNM.
Boodle.
They had a big motorcade prepared to usher in from Abaco. I don't know where she's coming from. If you're running, you should be here living among us, knowing what we need. But they had a 50-man car parade provided for her, but only 5 cars showed up. So the writing is already on the wall. My campaign is not about the color of your shirt. It's the person. You could get anybody to run for the PLP or the FNM, but if ain't nothing in you, ain't nothing in you. Look at the current members of parliament in the House Assembly there. One from Eleuthera, Red Idiot, said that he is stressed, so he has to take a break from politics.
You can't call him an idiot. Go ahead.
He called himself an idiot because he said he already stressed out and he didn't do nothing yet, so I don't know why he's stressed out. So he's projecting. I forgot his name there, but he's projecting that.
Sylvanus Petty.
Yeah, Petty. Mm-hmm. I know what he's projecting. He's projecting that there'll be 70,000 more Haitians in Eleuthera. Then they have an easy win, it'll come back, because he know that the PLP can't win in Eleuthera this time, so he's taking a break. But back to Kirk Cornish. I've already know Kirk was a failure before. They know we had a gathering in Cooperstown with him, and what they weren't going to work. If you never did nothing in your community, just like the FNM nominee now, ask her, what has she ever spoken on? And two, on behalf of the people of Abaco during Hurricane Dorian and after Hurricane Dorian, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Kirk Cornish as the member of parliament
mm-hmm.
for 4 years. Ask him, what has he done with the constituent money? What have he done? It took us 4 years to get a partial bathroom between Greenhill Key and Treasure Key. The road is falling in. A big contract has been signed for Treasure Key. We have not heard one single teardrop from the member of parliament saying the future of North Abaco lies in Treasure Key. We only see the people that were signing there, but we heard nothing. There's a port. You could take a stone and you could throw a rock from where Kirk lives for the past 4 years to the biggest port in Abaco, $40 million port. It's rotting. Nobody has said nothing. And the sad thing about this, watch this. This is the dagger. That there's nothing on the custom dock in Mashaba. Not a toilet. The girls have to stay in their car in the air condition to watch other people's goods. And the port is available in Cooperstown, twice the size of Mashaba.
So you mean to tell me?
Four prime ministers not being open. Four prime ministers haven't opened it. They wait on Kai Mills. Kai Mills shall make sure that it's open officially. You know what the port opening in Treshki represent in Cooperstown? Savings. You don't have to come 60 miles to pick up your little bag of rice. You could go right to the port in Cooperstown, and it's available.
Now we know, like it. We know that Cornish had his issues. He had his issues that he was acquitted. He was found not guilty in those particular areas. And when we could be able to look at that, I guess we could be able to give him some grace in those areas. But before that, he'd made some pronouncements that he is the Prime Minister of North Abaco. During this time, before his court, before all those things, was he at least working towards getting some things changed in North Abaco?
No. You got to help brains to do things. You got to have internal fortitude. You have to have push. And House Assembly, you look at Ty Mills as a regular fella inside Abaco. There's not a man. You put me up at the debate on any minister. Me and Brave have a debate. You'll see how much power I got. I'll have Brave, the Prime Minister's country, shaking at his boots. When Kai enter into their presence, there is goodness, there's strength, there's people skill. And those guys in the House Assembly, they have never, ever got elected for the people. They went to left, got elected for self. It's never about the people. It's them want chauffeur card. They want a bunch of traveling in the month of 58. Ask them, have they spent $1 million in any constituency in the Bahamas? Ask the Prime Minister, when last has he traveled in the month of 50 million to any of his constituents in there's a fellow down in Singapore, and he is the one who I guide my life by. He said, Kai Mills, if you want to stop corruption, you got to start at the top. Because when the bottom see that the top is corrupt, everybody fall in line trying to get theirs. That is what's happening with the PLP now. 30 to some million dollar consultant fee, you got to be an idiot that you got to pay somebody overseas to tell you how to govern your country. It's a national disgrace. But what Ty want to do? When elected, you can find that money. Somebody got to be like, make an example by sending somebody to jail for 5 years. Watch this. I want to drop this in your political diary because you missed this too. We have a Hayden Gibson from down there, Long Island. He's biggity. He came to Abaco. He's biggity. He got, he's in court for a little under $1 million. Just say $1 million. He's in court now all these years, right? It's like Cook Connors. But there's a guy that Brad Davis said, and I was embarrassed of the Prime Minister. I'm still embarrassed when he said that. He said there's a guy that the government, the F&M government, give $50 million to for the people of Abaco and Grand Bahama. Brave Davis said on Hindsight on national TV that he knows who this guy is. Michael Pintard, the deputy leader, know who he was because there was the F&M who gave him the money. But Brave showed behemoth so much disrespect that they can't even call this man name. And he, you know how much money he brought back? He brought but $200,000 to $300,000 back. So this fella got excess of over $49 million. Who the hell is this man?
Who I can find investigated
got him ready to find out who this man is that holding $49 million of Abaco people money while they're in a trailer. We need to know who he is.
Kai, you're very passionate.
Did I get elected?
You're very passionate, Kai, and I like that. I like how you're passionate, and I just want to know, you were able to capture, let's talk a little bit politics right now. You were able to capture 719 votes last time. You were beaten out by Kirk, who got 1,344 votes. Do you see, now I calculate, watch me now, I calculate that based upon the information, I know that Boodle is favored by the F&M and more specifically by the representative, the former representative for Cooperstown, to be able to ensure, I suppose, that he'll walk her through to make sure he touched some people to get that support. Kai, where do you stand? What are the persons saying on Abaco, North Abaco? Kai, our support is behind you. Talk to me about it. 719 votes last time. You got to increase that by at least 500 votes to be able to win this thing. Talk to me.
You just said something. Why don't you hit me that again? I didn't understand that, but Boodle was what? What did you say with Boodle?
I said I understand that she is favored by the former leader of the Free National Movement and member of parliament in North Abaco. I understand. I suppose that he'll be walking all around to try to be able to collect those votes and the support based upon relationships that he has. But for you, you need to get at least 500 votes. Beyond the 719, you got to retain them and get another 500 votes to be able to win. Can you do that?
Let me give you the geographic of Abaco. If Kai Mills get 3/4 of the vote where I beat the last member of parliament by 100 votes in these three constituencies, which is Central Pines, Dundastown, and Murphytown. If I get 3/4 of the votes in those areas, in North Abaco, that, and I would still win. But this is the catch. If she beat me in any, if Craig beat me in polling division, it's a disgrace to the people of Abaco. They can't
Kai.
Beat me in no polling division
Kai.
And nowhere in North Abaco. You put that to the bank, you bank on that.
Kai.
A Kai gonna beat day behind single polling division.
How you can say it's a disgrace to the people of Abaco?
Because they know better. They have been beaten and bruised by the PLP and the FNM.
But Kai, all over this country, people have been beaten and bruised. All over this country.
I am the future. I'm the model of what all members of parliament ought to be like, ought to speak like, ought to do. I am going to bring an example. You ever hear about one man making a difference? Kai Mills is that man. By God's will and God's help, I shall be the best member of parliament that the Bahamas have seen in decades, because all of them have shown you that they didn't give a hell about the Bahamas, nor do they give a hell about Bahamian. Kai has been on the ground over showing you that I don't need the member of parliament position to do what I do. I will not let the member of parliament position use me. I am only in this game to make better. My lifelong mission has never, ever to be a member of a parliament. That's a dirty name, member of parliament. My job and my mission is to try to be in a position to make life better for anybody who has that blue passport called Bahian. That is what I do, and that is what I do. When I get in that whole assembly, the Speaker of the House got to hold on to the horse's bridle, because a man with passion, with vision, is coming there in that House of 70 to say enough is enough, and dare any man to try to stop me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kai Mills.
I am that man that will make a difference, and I shall make a difference. Ring the bell, man. I'm ready for this job.
Kai, I love it. I love it, Kai. Let me take this quick commercial break, Kai. I know you're hot. You're ready to go. I got to take the commercial, Kai. This radio, this ain't you. What's up?
I can talk for 2 hours.
Kai, this ain't you. What's up? You gotta take a commercial break. Let me take a commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Commercial break. You're gonna be right back after this.
The foundation.
This man, I gotta be honest.
The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Abaco, get ready for the summer solstice show, rum and beer liquor. Royalty Sounds presents Found Fast. Found Fast. Saturday, July 5th, Morris Harbor, Abaco. At the Royal Recreational Ground. Gates open 5 p.m., $20 entry. Ladies free before 8 p.m. With Nassau and Abaco's hottest DJ. Don't miss the beer drinkers.
All right, pulling for the best.
For me, Found Fast, July 5th, Abaco. Sponsored by Collect, the Bear of the Bahamas. Drink responsibly.
Feel the forest without leaving the living room. For over 70 years, Airwick has been connecting people to nature, one breath at a time. Infused with 100% natural essential oils, our fragrances are crafted to capture the beauty of the great outdoors. So whether you're feeling floral, citrusy, or just a little woodsy, Airwick brings nature home to you. Available now at Kelly's, Lowe's Pharmacy, and your favorite local store. Air Wick. It's not just a scent. It's a nature moment.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Kai Mills on the line all the way from North Abaco. Say he's the best. He will win it. It's a shame on the people of North Abaco if he don't win and beat both Boodle and... Oh, we don't know whether or not he'll be ratified. I know that he says that he's interested. We don't know what the party will do. But if he is, it's a shame if the people of North Abaco votes for both Boodle and Kirk Cornish over Kai Mills, because he's a man of passion. He's a man for the people. He had this desire. I like what he said, with this kind of an idea that says, being a member of parliament is sort of a dirty thing. It's not a good thing. Not how society looks at it, but his desire and passion is to be able to help the people of North Abaco more specifically. I think that this is what we've been yearning for. I think a lot of persons may see this as a gimmick or theatrics, but I believe what Kai is saying. I believe in his heart and his passion and his determination to be able to make these things happen. And I believe that he can do it, because I've watched his... Listen to me. Y'all didn't even notice. Kai, I can let you get on right now. 2 seconds. Just give me 2 seconds. I watched Kai Mills set up, right? I watch him go to North Abaco, and instead of him talking about people, he talked about his connection to the community. You don't understand this. You don't understand this. He went to North Abaco. He videotaped the Prophecy Church. He talked about how the good food was after the church. He talked about the emotion that was existed during the service. This is a place battered and torn and looked like they had church in this place in at least 15, 20 years. Who knows, right? I looked at this and I saw him revive this thing in the front of my face. I didn't even see the thing. I couldn't even see that the building was tattered and torn. I only could see the picture with Kai Mills pinked to show me that he had connection and he knew the community. He said from he was 12 years old, he did this. North Abaco people, you have to look at something brighter as a representative who has a desire to be able to change some things. You know, the Free National Movement more specifically has really dropped the ball. I know that the PLP had their man and the race and so forth and so on, and they did well with a last name Cornish. But Kai Mills, Cornish is connected to the community, but Kai Mills has really been able to espouse a true sense of passion and consistency. Without a dime, we get more information from him than we would have gotten from any representative in the past 20 years. I want to be able to say that about Kai Mills. Kai, let me, somebody said, they text me, Kai, they say, I like him, by the way. Bring Kai back on. Kai, go ahead.
Just want to give you a little clarification. That church, the Church of the Living God. I'm a Church of God man.
A Church of God, not Church of God of Prophecy.
Yeah, don't put no prophecy.
No, Mike.
In the Church of God.
My father-in-law.
That's my foundation. That's my foundation. So don't fool with my church.
Guy, don't fight me, Guy. Listen, don't fight me, okay? Now, my father-in-law is a bishop in the Church of God. I thought you said prophecy. With it. He's a bishop. He's from Harbor Island. He's a Pisani. It's my father-in-law.
I'm a leader.
Huh?
We can leave that. You say petty.
No, Pisani. Pisani, not petty.
Oh, Pisani. I thought you said petty. Okay,
no, Pisani from Harbor Island. From our brother. So, Kai, you got a lot of passion, my brother. You got a lot of, a lot of fellas got words. Can they back it up? Talk to me, Kai. Are you backing this up?
Let me drop this in your political diary. You know when a country has become the worst of the worst?
Go ahead.
When they do not give you the freedom of information, you elect them to go to the House of Assembly to give you the information to bring back the districts. For instance, okay, Treasure Key is coming on board. We got $1 billion resort coming on in Sandy Point. But after they're being signed, and the Prime Minister's lawyer is sitting at the table to sign off on it, they don't get, cannot happen with Kai Mills as the member of parliament for North Abaco. I'm aiming for a gymnasium. We are well overdue for a gymnasium in Abaco. If I could get either of these things, two things, a gym or a track, I've done more than the prime minister three times
in
Abaco.
God, Kai.
Let me tell you about this in Abaco, that you had a prime minister who was the representative for 35 years, mm-hmm. and there's not three things that we could say and be braggadocious about that he has completed. And you could say, thank God that he has served three times as prime minister. We don't have two things, from Dundestan to Grand Key. And watch what I have to do in order to do that. My constituency is bigger than 20 constituencies in Saw. I have to travel 120 miles from Crown Haven to Dundestan. Then I have to go offshore, 45 miles one way from Foxtown to Grand Key. Then I can come back 45 miles from Grand Key into Foxtown. I have another offshore, it's a little closer, Grand Hill Key. I have to do all of this. And you know why I'm doing this? Because I have passion for people. And I know I could do a better than what's been doing. The people in Mashaba said this. And these are the people in South, the white people, not the black people. Mashaba South is permanently white. You know what they said? They said, Kai, our business is good. Any man that makes life better for their children has succeeded as a man. Our children is good economically for the rest of their life. We got our set up. So the only thing that the people in Mashaba would want to see before they die and leave Earth is to see you in host assembly. I say, what? Why? He said, because you represent integrity.
That's what the people from South tell you.
The people from South tell me, and they're stopping me. The people from North Abaco, the older man, they're meeting me. They said, they may say what they like about Lincoln, but what Lincoln has done with no other prime minister have done has promised a better future. Lincoln has said about putting something in your bank account. What have they promised? They had 58 million. They could have put something in the bank accounts of somebody throughout the Bahamas. But you know what they did? They traveled $3,000 a bottle of wine, $5,000 a night hotel, living their best lives. And not even when they leave here, after busting up 58 million when they were abroad, they didn't think one thing of that little Nassau right there.
Kai,
nothing did they think about.
Kai, listen.
58 million they bust up.
I know you can kill me now, but I got it. We take news at every hour. It's 1 o'clock straight. When we come back, to be able to give me a campaign concept, and then we can talk about that, and you'll be done. Can you hold on for me? Just 2 minutes. It's going to be about 5 to 7 minutes for break. And then we come back, and okay. I'll let you do that. That's good?
Okay, brother.
I appreciate you, okay. Kai. Guys, you're going to take a news for break. We're going to take a break for news, sorry, and then we're going to be right back, and we're going to give Kai an opportunity, and we can take it from there, all right? The foundation is going to be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation with Howard Grant will be back right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio on the line, on the radio with none other than Kai Mills, all the way from North Abaco. Listen, you got me pumped up today, Kai. I might as well tell you the truth. To be able to hear a member of parliament not necessarily take the party lines, not necessarily speak the rhetoric and sort of the bullet points that the party gives you to talk about what needs to be done genuinely in the community, to talk about the relationship that they have with the community, the connection that they have with the community, to be able to identify these things. I'm hoping that this translates on the ground in North Africa. Because it's one thing to just kind of be saying things, but it's a second thing, it's another thing when you could be able to affect people to a point where they say, you know what? I should give this guy a chance. Are you affecting those persons' lives? Are you hearing? You got it. I hear you say again in the North Abaco to grab another 100 votes the other night. I think it was Saturday night. Let me know whether or not you're hearing the response to say, listen, I ain't getting left, I ain't getting right. Kai, I with you. Talk to me, Kai.
You know what is the beautiful thing? It's the way you've lived your life. Kai Mills has been bold enough to go up against Hubert Ingraham and get hundreds of votes when Hubert Ingraham ran as prime minister for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And he would ask me to join him, said, I'll give you this, I'll give you that. If you decide to join the FNM, I say, no, you guys are off course. You all don't have no love for people. I am doing this because I have worth. Mr. Grant, there's so many people in this country that don't know their worth. And once you understand and know your worth, you could do what I can do. All of them, before the FNM ratified the person that they ratified, they asked the question, can you beat Kai Mills? And if she would have known Abaco and she weren't alive to them, she would have said, no, I can't beat Kai. And the person who got her,
I expect the woman to say he knows
that he can't beat me. Tell you how strong I'm in North Abaco, Mr. Grant. If Brave Davis, Prime Minister, in place of Kirk Connors, I will beat Brave because he has done nothing for and to the people of North Abaco.
Guy, do the so people know this? Do the people know this? See, one thing I recognize with Bahamian people, they up in arms until some money starts scattering on the ground and they forget. This is what politicians wait for. Politicians wait that you forget because they got rum now. You got some chicken now.
You already got the answer.
Talk to me.
You already got the answer for that. My mother gave the answer that before she died. She said, if they catch hell long enough, they'll catch sense. And North Abaco, we have caught hell long enough. And I told them, on my last campaign, an FNM fella had $400 in the T-shirt right in front of my office. And he tell everybody that wear the FNM T-shirt, he'll give them $400. I told my office workers, yeah, and get that $400 from that old worthless boy. And when you're going to get the $400, put the FNM T-shirt in front of my door and walk on it, show him who he is. Not everybody is for sale. They're going to bring the money. And the sad thing is that they will be campaigning on the country's purse. So whatever money, I'm campaigning like this, whatever money they give you, know your weight. If they're giving it to you, that don't mean you have to vote for them. Take the money, but vote for somebody that's always been there. That's how I'm campaigning. I know they're coming, but I'm preparing the young people. See, Mr. Grant, what's going on here is that the people that they have fooled, the grassroots either died, they got dementia, they walking with cane. Those generations at the poll in North Abaco, this time, the people under 50 years old, shall and Mill make the difference. And they are 70% of the voters. You got to remember, Kai did not win the North Abaco seat because 2,000 people did not show up. My biggest constituency of Dundastown, Murphytown, and Central Pines.
How you can get them out? How you can get these people out this time? How you can get them out to the polls?
I recognized something my last time I was campaigning at the polls, my biggest constituency. And I look on the line. There was a sea of black. All I saw was four or five yellow. These people in North Abaco recognize that Kai is their last opportunity to have somebody to sit at the table with such character. They themselves will find themselves at the poll. And I am
championing like this, do not wait till the last minute. You'll be there first in line in case something happened. But we are going to make sure, and they got to make sure, that they are at the poll, because they know the future is at stake. The PLP is on the ground giving, again, promissory note of property. They're giving the other people who is the first generation in this country, they are getting land right out. But the Bahamian people and the younger people are really keen to be, and they recognize that they are getting a promissory note, and they ask me why. I said, because that's all the PLP used to, grassroots. When you get so high, they cut your head off. When you try to ask for something again as a Bahamian, they cut your head off because they believe the only thing you do with grass is you keep shaving them. I am somebody that's going to bring you up about grassroots, somebody that you could depend on. And when I say something, I'm not going to use this word with my friends, say, I'm going to see what I could do. If I can't do it, by God, I'm going to tell you right up front, I can't do that. But if I put my name to it and say I'm going to do it, I'm going to put my 110%. One of the things we need for the younger people, land ownership. Only person that has to make that right is the prime minister. It's alleged that he gave Frankie Florida 10 acre. I'm asking him, I've already asked Brave, come to the Bahamian people and let them know that you give somebody that have not went to Haiti in his life. Both his parents were Haitian, and you give him 10 acres. But generations have people that have been on the 3 years in Abaco, and they still getting a promissory note. How come the PLP could give Frankie 10 acres 1 year after the election?
Allegedly.
Brave, is that true? That's what we want to know. We don't want nobody to allege.
Yeah.
The Prime Minister said to straighten that out.
We got to find
the information. I am not going to make sure that nobody gets no promissory note. I'm going to make sure that young people, especially married people, have some of this land. Land represents power. If you know the geographic of Mashaba and Abaco, my constituency is in the middle of a boom. Mashaba cannot and will not grow anymore to the east. The growth has to come to the west. Cooperstown and Dundastown, which is on the edge of the Mashaba constituency, we are in the middle. So the port represents growth. The growth has to go. I'm trying to prepare the young people for the growth by having them to own some of this land.
I want to talk to you about something. I want to read a text to you. These people text in 422-6742, or in these last few minutes before 1:30, because we're going to let Kai go at 1:30. If you want to call in, you can do that. You know the numbers, 323-6232-325. 4316-325-4259, anywhere from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Guy, this is a text. He's a member of parliament. Paved highway, electricity, cable TV, running water, Crown Haven, the Sandy Point. He said LT International Airport, air traffic, tower, mini hospital, government complex, seawall, and other things that Kai honestly denied, including the North Abaco Port and Marsh Harbor Port upgrade. Kai, why don't you just be honest? Kai, there's a text is coming through. Talk to me about it.
They remind me of a leader. He said, those people, you don't worry about those idiots. It's like going to the ATM machine and thanking the ATM for giving you your money. What he did, he didn't do it out of his money. He did it out of the country's purse. We paid the tax. You didn't pay a dollar. Ask the same question to the same person that glorify all these things that you answer. Ask him, what did he do out of pocket that left a legacy? Did he leave a legacy in Abaco? That is what we want. My job is to make sure that infrastructure continues. But if you could go beyond infrastructure, any of those infrastructure, which one of them could pay the bill? Has he put a resort that he did all over the other country? Did he leave something that you could work and make money? The only resorts that are putting Abaco was the Abaco Club by the PLP. But all we get out of those deals was mediocre jobs. Mm. The other people come and they are using us as they do in South Africa, and we are slaves to these companies. What Kai would like to do, I would like to stop all work permit. Tell the them owners we give you, we get $5 to get a degree, right? If the behemoths got the same degree you got, we don't need you. The country law said if the behemoths could do
God,
the
that
job,
that was behemianization. That was the core concept of behemianization during the time we had expats come in. They were supposed to train some people, and then after X amount of time, that they would go off.
They ain't training nobody.
They ain't do nothing.
They just took over, and they take advantage of the behemians.
The government never enacted the program. The government never enacted the program. This is an excellent concept that you have, but the government never enacted the program.
Right? You know why they never enacted? You know why? Because the owners of these resorts already, so all they do, it said, if the owner know that he already give the prime minister overseas $1 million, you think the owner give a hell about behemoth? They treat them like dog because he already got the prime minister in his pocket. One like me, they can't do that to me. I know my worth. And we are suffering because the only thing wrong with this country that we has the worst leaders in the Caribbean. Look at the leader in Barbados. She already given people money what they said that Lincoln can do. They already getting, she's the first time leader. Look at Turks and Caicos, the Prime Minister of Turks and Caicos, a little dot down there to the south. They're already getting money from their natural resources. Our Prime Minister is telling us we can't get or we ain't got no natural resources. Now that Lincoln is bringing it out, all of a sudden, oh, maybe we may have it. Maybe we ain't getting it, but they being getting overseas. There's a fella that I watched for years. His name was Julian Hassan. They call him Ricky Lake. He told you what you didn't know. He said there's over 10 Bahamian family that got billions of dollars in the Swiss bank account. He even went as far and tell you who the families were, which bank account they got. And he was hiding those for years because he gives such information. When the Bahamas government, the PLP and the FNM found out that there's certain families that has billions of dollars of our money inside Switzerland. How did they get it out of this country? How did they pay taxes? That is the kind of government, that is the kind of representation Kai bringing. We need to know the answer. We need to know the freedom of the younger people. You know what they're asking me? What can you do if elected? And I ask them a crazy question right back at them. What do you want of me to do? When last have you have had somebody that go and represent and speak on behalf of you in the House Assembly? The Prime Minister of Abaco has not mentioned Cooperstown, Dundestown, Central Pine, no district, Grand Key down there, 45 miles off of shore. Who is supposed to speak for these people?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Nobody. Kai Mills shall represent each district. I told them. Cooperstown and Fire Road is just a line to separate them. But what is good for Fire Road is not necessarily what's good for Cooperstown. Give Kai the job of speaking of what the community at large want. And boy, if Kai can't do it, it can't be done. But I am poised to be the best member of parliament that when I'm finished with my tenure, they'll beg for me to do another time.
Let me read this text.
They such a difference in the lives of Bahamians that everybody feels as the member of parliament. They want me now, you know. But I'm staying. Mashaba wants me to come to Mashaba and to one in Mashaba.
So
but I'm sticking in North Abaco with my people and every other constituency wish that they had Akai Mills to represent them because we have been without representation throughout the Bahamas. That's why Akai can speak. To ask, what can I do? Not for me, but what can I do for my country? What can I do for North Abaco? Can you feel me?
Said Mr. Kai Mills. Yeah, I can feel you. I can feel you.
Are you hearing me?
100%, I can feel you. There's a text coming through. I want you to hear this.
People of North Abaco is feeling they are feeling that. Good.
Not Abaco could hear you. I often get calls.
Something good is about to happen to them on election day. Kai Mills. Somebody can drop out because every time they are Kai Mills, one vote. PLP, no vote. FNM, no doggone vote. Kai Mills. Kai. What you gonna hear?
Kai, I love this guy. It says Mr. Kai Mills can't win because The rich people in Abaco needs cheap labor. Kai, we're letting you go at 1:30. I know you got some things to do. I want to thank you so much for being able to take the time out to speak with us. And you really didn't speak to us.
This cheap labor. The people in North Abaco need cheap labor. Who that talking that foolishness?
I don't know these people.
Nobody want nobody cheap. People want to be able to have behemoths first in this country. If you want cheap labor, go back where you come from, but you're used to cheap labor. We used to honest pay for honest work. That's the problem right there. That cheap labor is what destroying the future of the young people. Give me what I'm worth. Give my young people what I'm worth. You recognize, Grant, I want to drop this in your political diary because you may not know this. All a brilliant mind is not coming back. Parents have lost their children, and their children's children will be in somebody other country. All that education that we have obtained, that our parents has paid for, you know where it is?
Yeah.
All that has been abroad because the government doesn't look to empower young, brilliant mind. They feel that if they have somebody that don't have to beg, don't have to worry, that could speak truth to power, they are a threat. That's why I spend days and days in jail, because I speak truth to power. If it's wrong, it's wrong. I call a spade a spade. I am a black Jew. If you kill my dog, I can mess up your cat. That's the kind of guy I'm bringing there. Fair play. Let everybody live in this country. But always remember that the youth is the foundation of using the brilliant mind because of the weightlessness of our good-for-nothing prime ministers before me that didn't invest in the youth. Just like Vijay Edgecombe, he couldn't even get the light on in 7 years. But now they're celebrating him. Celebrate when you have to get somebody to that position. That is what North Abaco is going to celebrate, that they know that Kai Mills going to help them to get to that next place because of the information that I'm going to be ready or available. And because of the land that they ought to have gotten 40 years ago, they got to get those papers within 1 year. Kai got to make sure that these people will not be held hostage by the government. I am going to unleash the chain of bondage and slavery that the political minds have done to the behemoths. A promissory note, and we only count on election day. My people shall count throughout my tender as member of parliament of North Abaco, not on election day. Election day is important, but it's important that I continue to represent them through my tender rather than put my sweetheart in it and going trips all over the board. And at the end of the day, your district is suffering. People are suffering in North Abaco because of the weightlessness of the FNM and the PLP, that somebody has paid for 37 brand new homes for these people, and the government has not rebuilt one house for not one Bohemian in 6 years. That is why I'm stepping. Somebody gonna find the people of North Abaco money that has been suffering too long, too wrong, because the weightlessness, teeth ways of the government.
Kai.
Holding my people hostage.
Kai, tell the people your number or your office number or however they could reach you. There are some people who support you. You never know, you might have a donor out here. I got a couple of texts that come through that says, he has my vote, Howard. Next one says, Howard, Kai, sin and chills on my spine. The next one says, Howard, Kai, preaching all through the show. Kai, this is the type of passion that people are looking for in representation. They ain't just looking for the talking points. They ain't looking for the bullet points. They're not looking for the rhetoric. They want to hear passion and connection to a constituency, a community. And they want to hear something that transcends typical cultural politics in this country. And I think that you've delivered that today. I want to thank you, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for being able to be here with us. Let persons know your numbers if you want to be able to give your numbers and your information out, and we'll take it from there.
475-1463. Call Brave and tell Brave if you need the roads in Abaco fixed ASAP. They're breaking up everybody's car. The light has gone up 50% on our light bill here. That is highway robbery. We can't have the government robbing the people of North Abaco. Kai cares. Y'all vote for Kai? Change ain't coming. Kai is already here. I got you. You got me. Kai Kiss.
Kai, this was an amazing, amazing conversation that I had with you. I'd like to be able to extend an opportunity for you to come back whenever you're ready, my brother. I enjoyed this.
I got you. Okay, brother.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, away from North Abaco. Listen, if I was in North Abaco, I'd be extremely afraid. If I was Kirk Cornish or if I was Budo, I might as well tell you the truth. Because his passion transcends the conformity or the position of your organization. And even through his little interludes, his small stories that he tells about relationships or good proximity to the political organizations, he has transcended those significantly. Let me take a break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation will be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Wendy's and Coca-Cola is giving away up to $25,000 of hot cash this summer. To enter, upgrade any premium combo from 1 through 12 to a medium or a large for your chance to win the grand prize of $10,000. Don't miss your chance to win big this summer. Visit your neighborhood Wendy's, upgrade your favorite lunch combo, and win hot cash. Rules and restrictions apply.
When looking for a financial institution that provides retirement savings, education savings, loans, and more, you want to be able to find one that you can trust. At National Workers Cooperative Credit Union, we provide a vehicle for the financial and social empowerment through various financial services, serving you in Nassau, Andrus, Grand Bahama, and Barrie Islands. Inquire about your needs today at 397-5800 or visit our website at www.nwccubahamas.com.
Germs can spread fast, but with Lysol, you can go into protection mode. When it comes to your laundry, Lysol Laundry Sanitizer is specially designed to sanitize your laundry and kill 90% of bacteria. It can be used on most washable fabrics, including baby clothes, gym clothes, undergarments, towels, bedding, and delicates. Available in sport, free and clear, and crisp linen. Washing your clothes is good. Sanitizing them is better. Lysol, what it takes to protect. Now available at your favorite store.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. As you know, we don't have Small Business Thursday on Thursday this week, so I wanted to be able to make some modifications to bring you some information as you prepare to be able to get your shop on for this beautiful holiday that's coming up July 10th. In the studio with me is none other than Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Marketers. I ain't see him in a little while. I didn't see him on people on the little screen. Praise God. But I'm happy that he's here with us today, always being able to give us something electric and significant to talk about around the town. Ladies and gentlemen, none other than Ian Thomas. My brother, what's happening with you?
Everything cool.
You sure?
Yeah.
Praise God. So introduce yourself.
I got to jump into this, man. Hey, man, Howard, man. I'm so glad I got a chance to see you. I ain't see you in a minute. True. You're absolutely right. What's up, you and all that.
I ain't going nowhere.
Listen, my name is Ian Thomas. And I am from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers, of course, is a marketing company where we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blast. So if you have a business or a business idea and you want to know how viable it is, please feel free to give me a call at 552-0212. 552-0212. 552-0212. Dial 552-0212. But you don't say that in a minute, Howard.
No. I haven't forgotten, though.
You won't forget it?
No, people just call me all the time. Howard, what the fella in that mess? Who's giving them bills?
I said
5520.
You can't even say it normal. You got to sing it.
Yeah, that's the only way I remember.
You wake up like 3 o'clock in the morning to go to the bathroom.
5520. So, what's happening? What on the table today?
Man, everything cool, man. Hey, listen here. I got to talk to you about Audio Plus. Audio Plus. You know Audio Plus. I spoke about them many a time.
I do.
When I'm here. Audio Plus is on Soldier Road, and you also got the Hit Spot. They're on Soldier Road also. They're the largest store, one right now, the largest store in the entire Bahamas for all your audio and musical needs. They open up from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and they have a wide selection of drums. And they also want to let you guys know that they sell the drumsticks, Howard. You know, a lot of people, I don't know, their drumsticks go missing. They break them. You know, there's a lot of people out there with this, you know, I guess they have domestic violence against drumsticks. These domestic...
Drumsticks break. You beating it all the time.
Oh, you beat your drumsticks. I hope that wasn't a euphemism for something else. So if you beat your drumsticks...
out, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, wait a second. So if your drumsticks are broken... Look at that guy with the broken drumstick. If your drumsticks are broken, you can go and find replacement drumsticks right down there at Audio Plus. You can also get drums for John Canoe in all sizes for kids and adults. And if you're a defense force, police officer, or like I should say, if you're on the defense force or the police force, if you're in school, look no further. They got the strongest, best-sounding marching bands for your group members. Thousands and thousands of Bahamians go there to purchase cowbells and achieve that rhythmic sound when you guys hit Bay Street. And it can also be a great place for you to go. I couldn't say that, you know, your
Konkalaka?
The Konkalaka. Your producer last time, he helped me with that. The Konkalaka, that's a different type of instrument. I think it's imported from another Caribbean country, but it sounds really, really good. It goes like,
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, I know I'm dead, but so you get your Konkalakas down there. Yeah, and you can shake your Konkalakas. I was at Junkaloo practice the other night. I saw a lady shaking her Konkalakas, and I was like, "Wow, look at the size of her Konkalakas!" Because they come in different sizes at when you go to Audio Plus.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
You, Howard, ladies and gentlemen,
I have to watch you.
I digress.
I have to watch you.
Yeah, man.
I have to watch you very closely.
Man, listen, yeah, man, listen.
The
yeah,
innuendo listen. Is too yeah. is too and rich.
What is this calling?
How you don't come in the studio and they've got your phone off?
I don't know. Come on, man. I turn this phone off. Okay.
They want the pills.
They just talked about the Konkalakas.
Oh, they want Konkalaka.
Yes.
Okay, good.
So you can also get whistles and trombones and trumpets and clarinets and flutes. They got a huge shipment of acoustic and electric guitars, now reduced just in time for you. If you guys are going to be in a band and you want to be a soloist, you can go down there and get those things down there. Tambourines and keyboards. This is once again. And you can get it for school and bands and churches. Like I said, anything that you want down there as it relates to musical instruments, you can find down there at Audio Plus. They also carry DJ mixers. So if you want to become a DJ, you can get your controllers down there at great, great prices. You can get audio cables and speakers and amplifiers. Don't forget, you can also get microphones, all at special discounts. Once again, for churches, restaurants, and studios, on all powered speakers, you're going to get great, great deals down there right now. Now, the Hit Spot. I go to the Hit Spot. The Hit Spot has two locations. One's on Soldier Road, and the other one's on Robinson Road. Now, at the Hit Spot, you can get everything you need for cars. So you can get your alarm. You really need an alarm in your car, especially if you guys got maybe a Japanese car or maybe a Honda.
You remember the Viper? Protected by Viper.
Yeah. Stand these.
Do they still have that?
Yeah, I think they still have them. But these new alarms are so, so more interactive. It can be used with your cell phone. You can use it to screw up your windows, turn on your car. If you got a drop top, it can
really?
Take your top down. Yes, yeah, yeah. So this is definitely something that you want to invest in for your car, because they look at clients even in a more favorable way, if the cars do have some type of mechanism on it. And
so beyond comprehensive insurance, mm-hmm. I got to have all these other things.
Man, yeah, it protects yourself, man. You don't want the headache of trying to purchase a new car when you could have just bought an alarm system. So go ahead and get that. Also, if you got a Japanese car and it's not able to pick up the FM stations, so you can hear and you can listen to Howard on 96, you can go ahead and let them put in a small device. I think the price, I'm not quite sure, but I don't think that the price exceeds $100.
No.
And they could put the device in your car, and now you can drive around and just listen to your favorite radio station here locally. So you got all these things happening down there.
You ain't give me no numbers for these things yet. You
know? Okay, well, I'm going to give you Audio Plus's number,
give me Audio
which is 394-6668. 394-6668. That's Audio Plus on Soldier Road. And let me just go ahead and say this one more time. So you got the Hit Spot. That's Village Road and Soldier Road. individual. That's 393-3732. 393-3732. Also, the HitSpot second location is 356-8250. 356-8250. Now, Audio Plus is the 394, like I told you earlier, 394-6668. So you're going to get everything down there for your car needs. Like I said, you're going to get subwoofers and tweeters and horns. All these great things, reasonably priced, down there at Audio Plus and the HitSpot. And what I like right now, he said to mention that they have this new signs that they brought in for barbers. It's an LED sign and a neon LED sign.
Did they get it from Tony?
From Tony? Yeah, Tony on TikTok. No, they probably did. I don't know. Hey, they probably did.
Hey, what's up? I'm Tony.
Yeah, he has so many accents.
He's good.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's
man.
Good. He's really good.
So you can get nice barber signs so you can put up in your window. So in the nighttime, your window is illuminated and people will know, hey, there's a barbershop over there. Maybe I'll go back and take advantage of what they have to offer. So remember, ladies and gentlemen, this Independence, you're going to celebrate with Audio Plus and the HitSpot, everything you need for instruments and also electric or electronic items for your car and your home. Beyond Flags. You got to have flags right now at Beyond Flags. If you're a Family Island customer, you can call them at 225-9555, 225-9555. If you live here in Nassau, you want to call Beyond Flags at 328-8250, 328-8250. Now, Beyond Flags has an Independence special going on. Now you can get car decorations. I'm talking like car hood covers.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
HitSpot. 356, second yes. Location, 356-8250.
356-8250, yes! You got it.
Beyond Flags, local number, 328-8250.
Oh, man.
No, I'm just trying to be able to make sense of this.
No,
maybe
you're
this
just
is a typo.
No, it's not a typo.
So there's a number?
Yeah, that's the number.
Oh, somebody can win some money for
$4,000. I know you were going in that
direction, man. They can win $4,000 today.
Boy, you are good. So you wrote down both of those numbers.
I wrote it down.
And you said, wait a second, this
8250 I know the 8520.
Oh, yeah?
I know that number.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you engage in those other activities that you can afford.
Excuse me, they didn't pay you to talk about this. Go ahead.
Yeah, so let's go. So Beyond Flags, their office number is 328-8250, 328-8250, and toll-free 225-9555, 225-9555. You can get car decorations
this
right now.
This is peculiar, by the way.
It's very peculiar.
This is peculiar. 225-9555, 394-6668. Go ahead.
This is
peculiar.
This has turned into a numerology session. I don't know. Howard,
no, I'm just looking at it. I just said, this is crazy.
What is my palm saying?
Let's go ahead.
Just man, look here. So once again, let me tell you about these independent. Get car decorations, like car hood covers, two-sided mirror covers, two headrest covers, flag that hangs on the rearview mirror, two window flags, all for $49.50. That's a great price.
$50 for all of this stuff?
$49.50. They ain't got no time to be charging you $50 for this, buddy. $49.50.
So they give me 50 cents back?
Yeah, 50 cents back, man.
Who they knows got what you want to do? They got 50 cents in there.
Who else you know?
They got some candy for 50 cents.
You might want to do something with your 50 cents.
So tell me, this for my truck too?
Yeah, you can get it for your truck. You're absolutely
for,
right.
For the same $49.
Go down there, talk to Ms. Strawn. You say, Ms. Strawn.
I don't want to try to hold on.
No. This man says for vehicles. Does that vehicle include my truck or my car?
Now, your truck little big.
Your truck a little big.
That's what she can tell me.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, your truck little big.
Well, that's what she said.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah. You're messing with this. Okay. Go ahead. Me can't take it no more. This man needs to stop. Go ahead. So, I can go and adorn my truck and the Independence paraphernalia.
First, I got to find out what adorn means. But so, you can put them things, put them wipe all over your truck.
Oh, I can put the wire on my truck.
Yeah, right. I'm trying to do the Ebonics. Right? Yeah, I'm bringing it down.
So I can put the flags on there.
Put your flag on the wire. Yeah.
Two flags. Right?
Yeah.
The hood flag.
Yeah. If you want to represent your hood, that's cool. Oh, you mean your car hood?
Car hood.
Oh, okay, I thought you was.
And then the two side mirrors. Yeah.
Okay, the two side mirrors.
That's a good play right
there. That's a great play. $49.50. Come on, man.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah,
that's a no-brainer.
Come on.
For crying out loud, Howard, it's a no-brainer.
That's two of the sushi meals these people just get every Friday.
That's what I'm talking about.
They could deal with this.
That's what she said.
They could reach
Get desk flags. You like desk flags? Flags to put on your desk? You can get desk flags with the stand for $2.65. You can buy 10 car flags or more and you pay just $27.50. Do you like your flags big? You can get a 3x5 flag for only $9.90. You like your flags big?
$9.90? You know, I have some other questions. I know this
people
is...
People up there saying, Jesus, look at the size of Howard's flag. Get something
I got to take a quick commercial. But when I come back, I want to ask you some more questions about these flags.
Go ahead, man.
I see that we're talking Bahamian flags, but I want to know about personalizing these flags.
You can get flags for
everything. If I want to be a pirate unto myself... and have a Howard Grant flag. Can they make that?
You definitely, Howard. You can be whatever you put your mind to.
And then put it on the back of my truck?
Drive around like a...
like an idiot.
Like a Republican.
Like an idiot. I can do it.
Like a Trump supporter.
Like a Trump supporter?
Like a Trump supporter.
It's like this little bit past idiot, but okay, I'll say that. Let me take a break. I'm going to be right back, guys, after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant will be back right after this.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else, all to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
He is the king of... Set your taste buds on fire with the new King Crunch sandwiches at Burger King Nassau. Crispy fried onions, pepper jack cheese, and bold chipotle sauce. Plus, fixins cover a crispy chicken patty or two flame grilled beef patties on BK's new King Crunch sandwiches that are bigger, better, and bolder than anything around. And they're only available at Burger King Nassau. Try one today.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
You work hard, you do your best, but sometimes a little extra support can make all the difference. At Fidelity, we offer personal loans to help with whatever financial challenges life brings. We offer quick, hassle-free, stress-free loans ready whenever you need it. Inquire and make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Foundation.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. City Market is telling us about all the things around town. He told us about Audio Plus, the hit spot. And he told us about Beyond Flags, 225-9555 and 328-8250. What's an amazing thing is that as we lay it out and identify these particular things, there's some great opportunities. If you're riding around town trying to figure out where you can get your flags from, trying to stop on the side of the road, you touch the people's flag, a little flimsy. If the wind hit it too much, then you know it can start fogging out. And by the time you get home or you can see the stem on the car, you ain't got no more flag. Right?
Yep.
You got to get something strong. You got to get something sturdy. And you get some great, great, great flags at great prices at Beyond Flags. Beyond Flags is on Wolf Road, right? right after with the school name.
Beyond Flags is on Wolf Road, next to Columbus Primary.
Columbus Primary.
Just east of Collins Avenue.
Yes.
You can pay in cash, card, bank transfer, or over the phone.
Can I pay in, like, IOUs, like how Dumb and Dumber did?
You can do that.
Do you see Jim Carrey paid in IOUs?
Be prepared to get a double backhand slap.
Double?
Yeah.
Is this true?
Come on, these people show up doing stupidness. Like
this, like this.
Yeah, just get she come from way back here. But the next thing you know, you say, hey, you know, you want to trade some Bitcoin. But listen here. So you're going to go on, like I said, it's on east of Collins Avenue on Wolf Road. Howard is 100% right. And you can check them out on Facebook or Instagram. They have a trivia going on Facebook right now. And also, there's a flag and pole rental available with setup. So let's just say you're having an event to your church or something.
You can put it in front of your house.
Yeah.
I watch many a man in the United States of America stick their flag outside of their house. Where are the fanatics here?
Wow.
We need them here.
I want to see them.
You put a flag in the front of your house.
Okay, then.
I want to see you go in a t-shirt.
Wait a minute.
And you're dragging your bedroom slippers and putting the flag up and then, you know, put your hand, salute. Every morning
salute
at 6:30, put a flag out. Go rent a pole from Beyond Flags.
My dear boy, this guy's really passionate, ladies. I didn't come here for all this, but anyway, so
no,
he's absolutely right.
You can't be a Trump supporter without
a flag. You're absolutely right. Listen here, don't forget.
I got to push it over the top.
Let me tell you about these shades. Someone has asked me if they do shades. Of course they do shades, girl. Look here. Listen, you can get all the shirts you want. And need to show that you have national pride. They can also supply you.
Hold on. I don't know whether a shirt can do that for you, but okay, go ahead.
Okay, we'll help you.
Okay.
They can also supply you with the ideal shirts, perfect for family reunions or group travel, and those in the tourism market. Plus, they do uniforms for companies. So you can get all these stuff printed and embroidered and everything right down there at Beyond Flags. So once again, incredible specials happening down there for Independence and any other event that you're looking for. And you can remember, if you call in from the island, free shipments to the boat, and you will dial 225-9555 or 328-8255.
So I get a big package. I get a pallet worth of things if I want to sell it on Long Island.
Yeah.
Or if I want to sell it in even Family Island.
Yep.
They'll send it to me.
They will send you your flag, whatever you do, they'll send it to you. Make sure you get on the island, Beyond Flag, anything you order from them. You got that?
Okay.
Great.
Wonderful.
I like it. Sky Solar. You heard me talk about them before. Don't look at me like that. Sky Solar and Power. They're located on Blue Hill Road, 3 buildings heading north of SC McPherson. I remember back in the days we say SC McPherson. We were morons then. SC McPherson. They have a brand new location,
Three
Howard.
Three
buildings north of McPherson. So that's going towards the hill
heading
on Blue
north.
Road. You're on top of the hill.
Heading north.
Okay, so yes, sir. And hold on, what I'm going to say. They got a brand new location. Village Road Shopping Center right next to BOB. BOB is a bank. And they're open up 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The telephone number, 809-3491.
What's that called?
809-3421. Sky Solar.
Sky Solar.
And Power. Sky Solar and Power.
Yeah, you did say it before.
Yes,
I don't know whether or not you need to scream it.
Okay, I apologize.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I got to say it sometimes for the people who are a little bit
hearing
impaired.
In the back, they can hear you, sir. They have a volume button in their car.
Yes,
or wherever they are, they can turn it up.
People in Lucha just calling, dude, keep pipe down. So, the telephone number, 809-3491, or you can dial 601-2003. 601-2003. Check them out on Facebook or Instagram, or go online to www.skysolarpowerbahamas.com. One more time, skysolarpowerbahamas.com. Skysolarpowerbahamas.com. Check out, go to their website and everything. You can see all the new products that they've introduced, and they've implemented online payment. That's really good. If you're tired of high electricity bills and unplanned blackouts, like my cousin called 2 nights ago. She lives in Seabreeze, and they had a blackout there. She said it wasn't too long, but it was still, you know, interrupted their night. If you're dealing with unplanned blackouts lasting out, you're going to start looking for a reliable solar company. And that's solar company is Sky Solar and Power, located on Blue Hill Road, like I said. You're going to check them out.
You know what people need?
What's that? Tell me.
While we're talking about these particular things, what
yes,
people
sir?
Need mm-hmm. is proper insulation in their house.
Yes. Oh, that is absolutely true.
Yeah, because when I cut on the air conditioning in my room, right, all night, I cut it off in the morning. Times I come back home in the evening, in the afternoon, the room's still cool.
Oh, your house is properly insulated.
Yes, that's how you got to do it.
Okay, then.
Properly insulated.
Wow, I gotta tell my insulator guy.
Yeah, keep the cool in and keep the heat up.
Yeah, to start talking about this, and he needs to promote more here on your show, especially if you're an individual who partakes in that
service. You know how much money you waste.
I know.
Every time you cut on your air condition, and 15 minutes after you cut it off, and they're smoltering hot.
You know what's worse than wasting money? Something wrong with that. I'm suffering in that heat. Don't suffer in the heat. Get your house, what'd you say? Not fabricated, what'd you say? Your house?
Insulated.
Insulated. But most importantly, get your house with some solar, man. I started my solar journey, and I only have like 2 panels. I'm doing bad. I got away from my ISO lady. But the good thing about it is you don't have to do all at once. You can keep on going on, adding on until you reach the point that you've weaned yourself off the grid.
You're like a nomad. You want to get off the grid bad.
I want to get off the grid dead bad, man. Yeah. Now listen, what he just tell me, that I need to tell you, Howard. Sky Solar can make you on your way to being self-reliant, converting your building into a self-sustaining kind of power plant.
So Sky Solar,
yes,
is what's going to be able to help me be self-reliant.
Self-reliant.
So take after you right... I purchase the Sky Solar,
Go ahead.
At myself
Preach.
In the mirror.
Yes.
And then I say it. By damn, I can do it.
You do it. You did it.
I think I can do it now.
You look in the mirror. You go, look at me.
Excuse me. I know I can do it now.
I know. Then you go and you put on that.
Sky Solar.
You hit the play song. You say, here comes the hot stepper. Murderer. Yeah.
Sky Solar.
And when you walk outside, people say, see the key there.
Sky Solar.
Yeah.
And they say, well, Howard, where did you get this burst of confidence?
Howard, your house looks amazing.
Where'd you get this burst of confidence?
Wow.
Yeah. Sky Solar.
People walking up to you. Yeah, they Howard, the plain line. The plain line. You
I like
just
this.
Little cheat in your moat.
I like this.
You got solar everywhere.
Sky Solar.
Sky Solar. They did it. They changed your life.
They changed my life.
You're better with the zest.
When I see BPL people, I no longer have to duck.
Not at all.
I can say,
they get you off the
grid. How are you guys? You want some cold water? Sky Solar.
Sky Solar. So, because you know why, Howard? Solar is not cheap. And companies, if you choose the wrong company, they can cost you thousands of dollars in unplanned and unnecessary expenses. You're going to let Sky Solar guide you in the right direction for the most cost-effective way to get started. Their fabricators will explain how to add more panels and batteries over time. So you can eventually, like I said, wean yourself off the grid. You're going to feel independent and... the feeling is just unexplainable, I'm trying to tell you. So right now, Howard, check this out. They carry solar generators.
Somebody say they thief their flag off their car.
Hey, don't thief no flag. They carry solar generators in 3 sizes, 3, 6, and 15 kW. You can run your fan, charge your devices, and some lighting and fridge you can get done with the 15 kW. You can get solar lights, solar fans, solar panels, along with other accessories, the best brands of inverters, batteries, and charge controllers, not to mention solar and propane water heaters. Solar and propane water heaters, that is the way to go, ladies and gentlemen.
Time is 2 o'clock.
It is? It's 2? Man, I even forget, you cost me even look at this. But anyway, listen, gentlemen, check out Sky Solar, 422-1498, 422-1498. That is for the cell number and dial 601-2003, 601-2003. Take it out of here, Howard.
It's been wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate the opportunity. Tomorrow we're going to do some modified show again to be able to talk about these things. Just check out Audio Plus, HitSpot, Beyond Flags, and Sky Solar. If you want that confidence in your spirit, the confidence that you didn't have before, you want to go with Sky Solar.
Definitely, definitely.
You got to be able to do that.
Definitely.
Right? Ian, I want to thank you, my brother. It's very good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yes,
don't make this a habit.
No, sir.
Come back here and chill out with us.
Yes, sir.
Even if I have to bring a camera in here for you.
Oh, yes, sir.
It seems as that what you want.
Yes, that's
you want the camera.
I kind of a little bit, just a little bit.
You need to calm down, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You're doing too much.
Hey, man, listen, it's been such a great time here with you, Howard, today. 96.9 FM with the Foundation,
Howard
Grant.
Let me close my own show.
Number
You're doing
one
too
guy.
Much. You're doing too much. You're doing too much. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very kindly for tuning in with us today. We're going to see you tomorrow as you continue this journey towards 52. Celebrating independence. We're going to see you tomorrow. Godspeed our lives right here on The Foundation.
The Foundation. The Foundation.